Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
The following message is sponsored by Truth. Are you or someone you know suffering from sheepalism? Sheepalism is a debilitating disorder which affects a person's entire worldview and is characterized by ignorance, denial, abandonment of basic morals and values. An unwillingness to think critically about things read or heard by mainstream media is a strong sign that you have been affected. Fortunately, sheepalism is treatable in many cases. Treatment may include, but is not limited to, training to help the patient understand that truth is being intentionally withheld. Help in understanding that assumptions and speculations do not qualify as evidence for truth. Living with shapeism is frustrating. Thankfully, there's hope for those suffering this debilitating condition. If you or someone you know is dealing with shapeism, please contact your local Truth Movement for treatment. They're standing by to help you now, and remember, you're not alone. Side effects of treatment may or may not include shortness of breath, migraines, anaphylactic shock, and a worst scenario heart attack. See your support specialist for details.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire River. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
For joining us tonight. Welcome to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. I am your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. I will be joining you here for the next 2 hours and 50 minutes-ish. Joanne Moretti is our usual Wednesday co-host, so she'll be joining us here in just a second. And if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share about, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1, and I will bring you into the conversation. All right, so Joanne's here. Welcome in, Joanne.
Well, hello, Proof. Hi, Freedomizers. How's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, it's nice to hear from you again, Joanne.
Oh, it's great to hear you, too. So, how was your week, my friend?
It's trudging along here.
Yeah? I've been busy, doing all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I've been trying to catch up on all the news, too. Man, what a news cycle we're in, huh? All kinds of stuff going on.
So first I want to discuss here, and we didn't, just so the audience knows, I did not talk to Joanne for 1 second since the last show.
True.
So I have no clue what topics she has. She has no clue what topics I have. So I want to discuss the New York City trying to ban wood-fired pizza.
Oh, my. Are you kidding me? You know, what is wrong with people? The wood and coal is going to be around forever. Now, I don't know about this utopia that they have in mind with everything being electric, but where do these people think electricity comes from? It doesn't just magically appear in those lines that comes to your house, even with your electric stove. But now you're messing with pizza, all right? I can't even believe that. It's going to affect the flavor. It is not going to make a difference if a couple of pizza joints in New York stop using their coal-fired stove. I mean, all of the restaurants in New York, all of their ovens, do not emit as much fumes and carbons as one little trip in the private jet that these politicians use. And I saw that video of the guy throwing the pizza over the fence. I wish I was there. I would have been helping him. You know, everybody, just tell them to back off. Do you know when everybody goes on electric?
Man, these people expect us to not fight back because, for the most part, we haven't been effective.
Right, we haven't fought back because we don't talk to each other. We don't organize. But, you know, maybe the guy throwing pizza, he could get a few people to come behind him. He seems to be doing a good job. But, yeah, we got to stick together. And let me tell you something about all this electrical appliances they want us to use. The first time a politician gets a hair across its rear end or tells you you're using too much wattage or whatever it is, they can shut you off from a remote location. They don't even have to come to your house to shut off your blocks anymore. This is 2023. They can push a button and disconnect you. Then what are you going to do? When they shut off your electric furnace and your electric stove and your electric air conditioning, what are you going to do? You know, when you don't have a permit to go cut down a tree for firewood and you can't find a piece of coal anywhere, what are you going to do? You're going to freeze to death and you're going to starve to death. And on days like they're having now, like in Texas and Louisiana and Mississippi, you're going to die of heat stroke. There will be no relief for you. You know, you might want to invest in a solar generator. And at that, you know, what are you going to need a permit for that, too? They want you to literally register your garden now, too.
Yes. They want you to have nothing so that you could be dependent on them.
Right. And if you don't cooperate, you can get canceled just by throwing a switch.
The average person isn't going to know about it until it's too late. That's what they want.
You know, even that's dinosaur thinking, throwing a switch. All they have to do is one keystroke on a keyboard. It's not even a switch anymore.
Well,
but people, we've got to wise up.
They'll need to type your name in or your account number of some kind. But
of all the things to go after, pizza? You know, you're going to rile up all those Italians? Good luck with that. Whoever come up with that idea is just do not. Ask any Italian what a do not is.
Heard that so long, that's funny.
Yeah, it's a POS, is this do not.
I just haven't heard
anyhow,
that.
Anyhow, yeah, no, now you're messing with pizza. Come on, give it a break, folks. We got to start getting real here. We got a bunch of people, pencil pushers, who couldn't twirl dough, who couldn't sauce a pizza, who wouldn't know how long to cook a pizza, telling you you can't have a coal oven. That's one of the biggest draws, those coal-fired pizza. You only need to put it in the oven 3 minutes. 4 minutes, it's going to be burned. And at 3 minutes, it's going to be perfect. Oh, my goodness. I'm losing it over that. I can't even believe it. Don't they have more important things to worry about? Like people getting killed on their subways and, you know, they were talking about it because of the smoke. Well, the smoke that was coming from Canada was from wildfires that they said had begun with climate change, but now there was a big thing in the paper today that smoke came from arson. Arson is what caused that, not climate change. Yeah, that's what you said. You know, we were talking about it, and you said that they were all on a straight line, and they all lit up at the same time. You're right, because they were a planned arson, and the way the jet stream carried it, it carried it down and to New York City. Yeah, there was smoke, but it wasn't from the pizza ovens.
But the thing is that for the average cooked pizza, it's going to cost about 3.5 times more to run the electric than it would be for the three. Actually, you know what? If you go to Blaze Pizza or some of these other chains that cook them at 850 degrees, you only cook them for 90 seconds.
Wow. I have a brick in my oven that I cook pizza on.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference. But if you would have used the coal fire or the wood fire, that gives it that wonderful flavor. All it does is enhance it. An electric oven can't do that. This is ridiculous.
Well,
we have given these people way too much power proof.
About pizza, they figure the only thing people know about pizza is they can call DoorDash and have Domino's deliver it.
Yeah, well, people, all they got to do is think, all right, these stores close at what, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
So did that make the smoke go away? Of course not. It didn't make a difference in the amount of smoke that was in the air in New York from the wildfire.
Well, we've had wood-fired pizzas, what, for 100 years or more?
It's probably what smells the best in New York. The rest of the place smells like swill.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't remember when I walk the streets of New York City and there's pizza places around, I could see without smoke in my face.
Yeah. Yeah, those pizza places have been around for a long time. And you're right, you didn't walk through smoke. Now all of a sudden they're a problem.
Yeah, well,
it's
I
just
don't hear
the insatiable quest
go off
for power
in these pizza places either.
Yeah, this little fleabag mayor, he's got no power. He thinks he's got power because he runs a city. Big deal. Once he gets out of that city, his power isn't no good. So you give him a little bit of power, and now he's going to put the squeeze on the pizza places? Who's next?
Honestly, I don't even think that's his idea.
Well, whoever's idea it was a lousy idea. Really. You know, it's just more in line with the, you're right, it isn't his idea, because it fits with the, they're going to monitor your gas stoves.
And you know
not
what's funny is you have people now laughing that, oh, these MAGA Republicans think they're coming for your pizza.
They just came out and admitted, yeah, they're coming for the pizza. They told us they were coming for the children. They came for the children. They told us they're coming for the pizza. Believe me, they're coming for the pizza. They tell us they're coming for the guns. Every opportunity they get, they come for the guns.
Right, exactly.
You know, that they always tell us. We just have to learn to listen to them. And then they're thinking, you're right. They try to mock you. Ha, ha, ha. MAGA Republicans think they're coming for the pizza. So everybody's like, oh, I don't want to be mocked and called a MAGA Republican, so maybe they're not coming for the pizza. And then you see this guy throwing pizza over the fence because they're coming for the pizza.
I just can't believe there's that many people out there still to this day that are so worried that somebody's going to call them a name.
I know, right?
I've been called names my whole life. Do you think I care? Go stand in line.
Now, I saw the best quote recently. It said, I used to wonder if people liked me. Now I wonder if I like them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never been cool, Joanne. Even in school, I was either the kid that was always bullied or, I mean, I might have had a small staple of friends, but I was never in my life popular. I might be more popular now than I was at any point in my life, and I'm literally a nothing. And I'm not saying that to be mean. It's just that I've never had a ton of people to hang out with. I've never worried about how am I going to keep up with people. I'm just thankful I have a show. I have a wife. I have a family. I have a few friends that are great. I've known you for most of my radio life. I'm good.
Yeah.
our caller here has seems to like me. He's been we have a caller that's waiting to jump in here, so I try to not take a call until 9:30 Eastern.
Oh, well, that's all right. It's
just
close
that,
enough.
So
we
have time to talk because there's been days where we could get 6-7 calls, and it's like, well, I never had time to go through anything I wanted to go over.
True. I love calling, so I got a whole stack of stuff here and done in front of us that we'll get to eventually during the night. Because the world is heating up. But I really am furious about the pizza, though. You're right. I'm glad we started with that topic. Because right there tells you just how much they want to control your life.
Well, if
not
you remember, Joanne,
finances,
remember
or your home
when Bloomberg was the mayor of New York and he tried to ban big gulps?
Yeah, remember he was going to hide the baby formula in the nursery?
Yeah.
At the maternity hospital?
But just remember, Joanne, you would not be allowed to buy a 32-ounce soda at a 7-Eleven, but you could buy two 20-ounce bottles.
Right. Which actually, in the long run, gives you more soda than you actually wanted, because you got to buy two of the mediums.
Yeah, or if you're like me and you like vitamin water zero, then, yeah, mm-hmm. Even though there's zero sugar in that, that they want to take that from you.
Yeah, they do. I don't know. That's too much power. They want to control you right down to what you eat, how you cook, how you live. What business is it of anybody? How you live.
Well, that's the thing with Democrats. The more they could tell you what to do, the more power they have. So that they like it not because they hate wood-fired wood-fired pizza. They might like it, but most importantly, you like it. So therefore, they have to take it away so that they can hold that over your head, like ransomware or something. Because
right.
If
and
you,
then you
don't
got the,
like,
and then you got the trickle down. You know,
yeah.
So like remember with the stupid masks. All right. All these people that cooperated, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, they're wearing 2-3 masks at the same time, and you're demanding other people wear masks. You know, I mean, they were getting in people's faces. I saw a woman on a video throw a hot cup of coffee at a man because he wasn't wearing a mask. He was outside, and he was far away from her. She walked up to him and threw the coffee at him.
Yes.
Why didn't she just walk away? He was way more than 6 feet away from her. But because she thought she had a little bit of power because she was wearing her own mask, she thought that she was going to control this man by throwing coffee at him. That coffee was
hot.
She just bought it.
People like us don't walk up to people for wearing scams and throw coffee on their scam.
Right. But she literally threw a scalding hot cup of coffee at this guy. Because he wasn't wearing a mask. Because she thought she had some sort of power over him. That's too much. And she had to walk up to him to do it. He was nowhere near her. She just spotted him, sorry he didn't have a mask, and took it upon herself to be the mask police.
But here's the issue, though, is that for whatever reason, I'll tell you exactly why. As these woketopians try to dictate every little detail in our life, that's when the kids finally wake up.
They don't
want to be micromanaged, whereas the adults are like, yeah, it's part of life. We'll get through it. But when the college kids start saying that I don't want to be forced in a math class, or the junior high school kids say, I don't want to be forced in a math class to watch two lesbians making out.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone too
really,
far.
Really, I saw that video about that classroom, too. And one of the kids says, I don't want to watch this. We're here for math. And then the teacher tells them, well, you're going to have to all summer detention. Wow. Because they think they got a little bit of power.
Yeah, because the Democrats...
power in the wrong hands is bad.
Now they think that this is a ride that's going to last forever.
Well, it isn't. I'm really happy with the young kids, though. I am noticing the, like, 15 to 25-year-olds mostly are the ones who are getting more rebellious and like, no, we don't want this, and, you know, you're giving away too much of our freedom, and you know, we got to stop this.
I'm going to slightly disagree. I think the 15 to 18-year-olds right now, the ones that graduated high school with COVID, those are the ones that are still scamming because they're in college and all their buddies are still wearing scams. But the ones just behind that, oh, yeah, they're rebellious.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's bring – oh, Vito just dropped. I was going to say I was going to bring Vito in. He might have
– Hi, Vito. Call back in, honey.
Yeah, I'm sure
you're
listening.
We have a lot to talk about tonight.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at, and I'm glad to see the youth. I think one, the youth that graduated while wearing scams, I think those are part of the controlled class.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that see the difference, and they just can't grasp the concept, and things like, we'll just say people like Joe Rogan have gotten popular among both sides of the aisle.
True.
So it's things like that, or maybe they found Andrew Tate, who's insanely popular among teenagers. I don't understand the concept, but I see people making cartoons with Andrew Tate in it. But that's part of it, is that, and I'm glad to see, because honestly, Joanne, and it's not that I'm not putting either of us down, but we're old.
Yeah.
I'm 50, and I'm not going to say your age, but it's safe to say you're at least 50. So
right.
It's just one of those things where the youth don't want to talk to their dad. They want to talk to somebody that is within 5 years of their age.
True. Yeah, well, I'm seeing that the kids are waking up. And back to what you were saying about the name-calling, I think the kids are burnt out because everybody got a label now and a box that they have to get trapped into. And, you know, they're very reluctant to, you know, fill out surveys and stuff in school. I've noticed that they leave a lot of them blanks. And I have children school-aged to college-aged, you know, from elementary to college in my midst. And, you know, they get these surveys from class, you know, are you a boy or a girl? How do you identify and stuff? They leave it all blank. It's none of your business. And then about bullying and name-calling and stuff, you know, when Joe Biden says, oh, those ultra-mega Republicans, it sounds so juvenile, like the schoolyard bully. Ha-ha, you got cooties. That's what it sounds like now.
Oh, I know.
They've been calling people names, you know, deplorable and mega this and mega that. Mega means make America great again. I mean, it's not even an insult. No matter how they twist it, it's not an insult. Mega means make America great again. What, you know, they tie it to Trump because it was his slogan. But, you know, when you call in all these people mega this and mega that, it just blows off them. Like, that's stupid. You know, and this friend of mine, Carol, wrote, she said she did a little research today, and in 2019, there were 133 million registered voters. Trump got 74 million votes. That leaves 59 million votes. So how did somebody get 81 million votes out of 59 million registered voters? You know, where'd the other 30 million come from?
That's a good question. Hey,
yeah.
I need a couple minutes here, Joanne. I was kind of hoping that Vito would be here to hang out with you, but you'll have to cover a story on your own without me here.
Well,
I'll
that's
be right
all right.
Back.
I got some stories here anyhow I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about malaria that they found in Florida. You notice that they have cases now. In Florida, they're saying that there's 4 cases of malaria in Florida. Malaria is treatable, and it's treatable actually with hydrochloroquine. However, there's a little problem with that, because I don't know if any of you remember when Gates had those genetically modified mosquitoes that he was going to release into Florida. We did a story about it a long time ago. And now we have malaria in Florida. What a coincidence, huh? And not only that, but the Gates Foundation announced that they have a new vaccine for malaria that's almost ready to go into mass production. It should be in mass production by the first of the month, which is this week. What a coincidence, huh? And they're not going to make that hydrochloroquine available to us. So if you get Paxil, hydrochloroquine, hang on to it. Because if this malaria spreads, and you know it does, it spreads in Africa crazy, and it comes from mosquitoes, and it is mosquito season, and it's rainy season, and they've already found it in Florida and Texas, then, you know, what makes people think that they're not really playing games with this? Of course, Fauci was playing games with viruses, and he had a ready, set, go vaccine available. Remember that? What a coincidence they had that vaccine in ready to go to production. And so does Bill Gates. It says, I got a magnifying glass here somewhere. Anyhow, you know, like I was saying, we was reading this story about the Bill Gates. It says that Bill Gates released 20 million engineered mosquitoes. And malaria, of course, suddenly returned to U.S. But now he has this new vaccine. So no hydrochloroquine for you. So you getting it yet? They made so much money on that vaccine for the COVID, on, you know, all the companies did, that kind of money, it's intoxicating, that kind of money. And you know they're going to do it again. Fauci told us we were going to have another pandemic. I don't know if malaria would be considered pandemic-wise, but I think that we better stop paying attention to this stuff. You back yet? Proof. All right, well, I'm going to switch subjects here for a second. January 6th. I know that everybody has heard that this was some sort of an insurrection, and then we heard that Pelosi didn't do anything. She didn't tell the Capitol Police to beef up, and the mayor of D.C. refused Trump's offer for the National Guard, so they never notified the National Guard. All right, so they told us that part of the story. They didn't notify any of the cops. And then they told us that there was this big January 6th insurrection that they were ill-prepared for. But when asked to see the 400 hours of videotape that they had, the DOJ says no, and the Capitol Police said no, and Pelosi and now, what is his name, Hakeem Jeffries, they all said, no, you can't see the paperwork. And you can't see the videos because it might show the federal agents who were mixed in with the crowd. Even Elon Musk said, well, give us a ballpark figure. How many feds were there? I would say 50% of the people in there were feds. The other 50% were acting like tourists. They stayed inside the velvet ropes. But if you're telling us that all these feds were in there, then you did take precautions, and you did know that there were going to be people at that Capitol. And then when you see the doors were opened up intentionally from the inside, because you can't open them from the outside if they're locked, and you saw that ghetto piece of glass in that door that they broke, or the window rather that they broke, and you know it was ghetto glass, because they had hardened that building after 9/11 with bomb-proof, shatterproof, gas-proof, sealed glass, like 7 inches thick. Nobody broke that with a battering ram, that's for sure. They had to have swapped the glass out in that window. So that was staged. They knew that was going to happen. And all those feds in there, that was staged too. And they were pushing people in from the outside. They had agitators in the crowd saying, let's take the Capitol, let's take the Capitol. And they entrapped a bunch of people. But that was no insurrection. Those people did not go there to overthrow the government. They went there to make sure that the election was certified properly. And then Pence, he didn't even have to certify that election. All he had to do was postpone it and say, let's do an audit. There's a lot of discrepancies here. Everybody's saying this was a discrepancy, that was a discrepancy, so let's look into it. Let's take the time, make sure all the figures are right, and if they're right, so be it. We'll certify the election. But if they're not, now is the opportunity to change things, to get to the bottom of it, to make sure that we're doing the right thing. And that would have been the civilized thing to do. We are the American people. We did have an election. So that would have been the reasonable thing to do. But instead, he certified it. He got his 20 pieces of silver or whatever it was. It was, I know it was one silver coin from the UN. But, you know, now when you find out that the FBI knew all along, it says, according to a new Senate report, the FBI had plenty of intel on what would happen on January 6th, but decided not to disclose the information to the Capitol Police and local law enforcement, which is baloney too. They were disclosing it to each other all along. They were all on board. You know, but I got to find out, what's the price for selling out your country? What's the benefit? What benefit did these people receive and are still receiving on keeping their mouth shut or going along with this?
And Joanne, I'll just play the 14-second clip so it's in context. And then we have a caller that's not Vito, but we'll grab a caller here in just a moment, too.
Sure.
I was just thinking, anyway, I started off without you. And I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared.
I was just going to get to that. You're right. You're right. Yeah, President Biden said that. He was talking with the Prime Minister. His name is Modi of the Republic of India. And they were meeting with senior officials and CEOs of tech companies. And that's exactly what he said. He said, I was just thinking the, anyway, I started off without you. And I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared. That come out of nowhere, proof.
Right, yeah, he wasn't prompted. There was no discussions. It's just like he felt like sharing that for no reason.
Yeah, it was on his mind, and it just fell out of his mouth in the middle of that meeting on live television. I sold a lot of state secrets and very important things that we shared. Well, yeah. What do you think he was doing for the money? He wasn't singing, wasn't dancing, and didn't sell a product. Provided no service, he wasn't shining their shoes. But he was shutting down our energy industry to put them on top. He was telling them all kinds of state secrets. Even one of the generals, was it Milley, that said that he would call the Chinese if Trump decided that he was going to invade?
Yes.
Yeah. But what is the benefit to these people? What did they receive to sell out their country? Was it cool? Did they get to go to the big, you know, dinner parties, rub elbows with these sleazebags? I wouldn't want to be in the same room with a sleazebag who sold out the country.
No.
I have no respect for anyone like that. You know, how are we going to respect the FBI or people like General Milley or any one of these, the CIA, the FBI, any of them? How are we going to respect them? How are we going to trust them? The media, you know, they tell you all this stuff all day long. They're on TV talking about stupid stuff. And how are we supposed to believe them when we know damn well every word out of their mouth is a lie? And they wonder, you know, why people are so upset. Well, they can quit wondering. There is nothing respectable about them. I used to be so adamant, you know, law enforcement and, you know, the FBI, they were the premier law enforcement agency in the world, not just the country. You know, we had a lot of respect for those agencies. And now, you can't believe anything they say.
No.
You know, if they ever pull you over or if you ever get in trouble with, you know, feds, don't say anything. keep your mouth shut, and the only word you should say is lawyer. And even that, don't trust your lawyer. Your lawyer is also an officer of the court.
Yeah.
And you see how they just went around that attorney-client privilege with Trump. They pulled his lawyers in. So you can't even talk to your lawyer anymore. That can only create chaos. And then you see the disparities in people with elite stature. They get away with crimes. They could kill people in the middle of the street and no one's going to say anything to them. They can rape and molest children. They can hire prostitutes. They can make millions of dollars selling state secrets. And no one says boo to them. They even let the statutes of limitation run out intentionally. So they don't even have to pay back taxes on their ill-gotten money. You got $17 million.
How is it that Hunter can get his sentencing before he even goes to court? I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, he already had that all set up before they even leveled charges on him.
Right.
They had that deal made. They never even charged him with anything until after the deal was made.
But the only thing that stresses me out, I guess, is that how come none of the, I mean, you could say Trump is going after him, but as a whole, you don't hear any of these candidates talking about the deep state like Trump.
Nope.
I mean, DeSantis has shown flashes. Vivek had talked some, but you don't hear anything from Tim Scott, Mike Pence. Obviously not Chris Christie. None of those other fools are talking about the deep state. They're just there to just be puppets. On that note,
yeah,
Joanne,
well,
before you comment, I'll get Bianchi in here, and then he can comment
okay.
when you get done.
Sure.
So go ahead, Joanne, if you want to finish, and then Bianchi will follow you up.
All right. I was just going to say, Chris Christie's only job is to be a pit bull on Trump's tail. You know, he's just, every time he opens his mouth, it's only to bite Trump. That's his only purpose. He's not running for president. He's running just to bully Trump. And he's not good at it. He said the other day, oh, yeah, Trump, all he wants to do is talk about himself. And it's always about Trump. And then in the next breath, he went on to say, well, in my administration, we did this and we did that. So now you're talking about yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't want Trump to talk about himself, but you want to talk about yourself. So right there, you know, shut the TV off. No one wants to listen to it. Go ahead, Bianchi.
Well, it's what the, you know, it gets down to some basic things. And we can talk about what goes on, especially when we're talking about each other. The next step
right.
is that some actions has got to be done. And these states are not doing what they supposed to, you would expect them to do, nor are the people making them. This recent Supreme Court decision regarding North Carolina and before it, Alabama, is just horrendous. They totally disregard
which case, hon?
The case in North Carolina regarding the redistricting.
Oh.
Alabama, where the court said that the Alabama legislature has to create a majority black district. Now, that there has implications and problems. What they're doing is creating a segregated district.
Oh, yeah.
And what if you have, it's two things there. One, what if you have whites living in that district? And the second thing, are you saying that everybody in that damn district, quote unquote black, has to vote Democrat? Because that's the basis of the damn thing. Because you just read the headline. They say Republican drawn district.
All the bells, alarms, and whistles should be going off against that.
But
no.
They're not. And in the article on North Carolina, they quoted Article 2. And it's specifically known that the state legislatures are supposed to control the elections
mm-hmm.
in the state.
Yeah. Yeah, that
is. The Supreme Court is is looking at the 1965 Voters' Rights Act, which was erroneous, really, but I can understand what they was trying to achieve. And they done away with Section 5 of some years ago because the districts that they was targeting, and you know another thing, that 1965 Voters' Rights Act really was about registration, and the states that were joined onto it, they done it voluntarily. Even Hawaii was involved in it. So here's the thing. These states are going to have to say, hell no, we're not doing it. What can you do to them? They can't do it. The Supreme Court do not make laws. They just give opinions to see if between two arguing parties or more than two. And it just pisses me off that people don't see this and don't say a goddamn thing. And another thing, these people that's being held in the gulag from January the 6th, now that's the people that deserve reparations. They deserve millions for what they're being forced to do.
Yeah, they're political prisoners. You could kill somebody out and get out before these people can. We got a bail bondsman down here who's still in jail for January 6th because he took a selfie with his feet up on Pelosi's desk. He didn't harm her office. He didn't harm the desk because he shouldn't have put his feet on there anyhow. I don't like that. But, I mean, how many pictures you see of Obama with his feet on the furniture? Anyhow, he took a picture of himself in her office. He was let into that office. There were
people you had the damn guards leading him.
Pelosi's daughter was
filming. Look at the one black guard was leading them up the steps. Come on, you know, beckoning them on. They don't care about that. And the people don't care about that. People have already been bamboozled because you got another institution that's systemic racism, and that is the news media. Just pay attention how they report the news and the words that they use.
The Democrats are the worst racists. They're really bad. Did you hear that, Hank Johnson? Hank Johnson said, well, we need those immigrants. Who's going to do our construction work, and who's going to take care of our lawns and babysit our children? How about you mind your own kids, do your own lawn, first of all, and maybe they don't want to babysit your kids. Maybe they want to be your children's doctor. That was the most racist thing I had heard. I mean, he's talking about indentured servitude here.
Look, I like what DeSantis said, that employers have to do e-verification. And that immediately spurred on a lot of those workers to leave because they know they're illegal. But here's another thing. Americans need to be going down there demanding those jobs like they did at that chicken processing place. Americans need to. And you know another point. With all the people and the males that we have in prison and females, they should be rehabilitated to come out and do some work and stop what's going on now. Why would you not rehabilitate your massive prison population? And we know what goes on with that. You're always making reference to how it's the largest in the world compared to why come they don't rehab those prisoners and those that want to come out and do something productive, then let them have these jobs. Make them go out there and pick fruit and whatever that's need to be done that you're using the illegals for nowadays.
Yeah. Well, the illegals are doing it a lot cheaper because they're off the book. You know, they really are indentured servants.
Well, they are. And those employers need to be fined.
Yeah.
The scientists say a $10,000 per person per illegal. No, I think it should up the ante a little bit more than that.
Yeah. Make the fine really good so people will be reluctant to hire them on. You know, I can't believe the amount of racism that's going on. And these people, the worst racists, like Joe Biden, you know, he's the white
supremacist.
Every time
he says he's
going to
hire somebody black just because they're black, that's racist.
Yeah, because they're black, not because they're qualified, not because they have the skills or the level of expertise needed to perform these jobs, but because of the color of their skin. But not even just that. I mean, if he believes in white supremacy, then he believes in black inferiority. And all these liberal, elitist, coastal elite white people who think that blacks have to be Democrats and blacks have to do this and blacks have to do that and blacks are not capable of learning, so we're going to lower the standards. No, blacks are capable of learning.
They can't get an ID.
Yeah, they can't get an ID. Well, I see a lot of black people riding around in cars. Where'd they get the driver's license? That's ridiculous.
Well, that's
blacks
another thing.
Do anything
these
that
illegals,
anyone else can do.
These illegals got driver's license and got a car. They need to be confiscated because they was able to come up with the money perform their illegal activity because they're illegally in the country and not supposed to be working. But, you know,
yeah,
here
you know, I'm a little tired of the people that say, oh, I've been here illegally for 25 years. 25 years you couldn't find your way to an immigration office to get legal? You've been here 25 years, but you don't want to be American, obviously. You want to live in the shadows, you want to not be an American. Because if you wanted to be an American, you would have found an immigration office in that kind of time. So you just want the benefits of this country, but you don't want to be a responsible citizen of this country. Is that what it is? You know, that's what
bothers me. Well, they send a lot of money back home, and that money needs to be have a surtax put on it. How many U.S. dollars is leaving?
And that's another thing. We keep giving money to all these countries that these illegals came from to support those people. Well, how come we're supporting them in their country and we're supporting them here?
You're
what's
absolutely right. And you know something going on because when you in the line, in your checkout line behind a family, they have they ring up a bill over $400 and they pay with cash.
Yeah, well, now these are going to be a big voting block. Because, you know, these people don't know anything about our country, about our history, about our Constitution. They will be loyal to who brought them here. So
absolutely
they are building an army right in front of us. And 82% of the people coming across that border are single military-age men. If they were dressed in army fatigues, you'll see it as an army. But they're not. They're coming over in their Biden shirts and their Crocs and, you know, everybody got a cell phone. Everybody's dressed, you know, they're not skinny little, they call themselves refugees and stuff. They say they're fleeing violence, but they want to go to Chicago and L.A. And, yeah, okay, you're fleeing violence,
well,
but you want to go to a
that,
place like that?
Look, when they leave Texas, the bus is full. It can hold 50. When it gets to Chicago, it's going to be 45. So what happened to the fire?
Yeah, they got off along the way at a truck stop.
They got off along the way to join on to the inside force.
And another thing, too, about these migrants. If anyone thinks that a bunch of low-level, poorly educated Mexican cartel members went all around the world getting these people, organizing their trips, bringing them through several countries, up along the whole hemisphere, that didn't happen. This takes whole governments. It takes NGOs. It takes, like, all those Soros organizations and the Doctors Without Borders and the Catholic Charities and the Jewish Federation and all of them. They're all chipping in. A base we abandoned over in Panama, they are using that for logistics for all the supplies and the things that they need to get these people through. That's not drug cartels. Yeah, maybe the drug cartels take them on the last leg of the journey. But you know sure as hell you didn't get a bunch of Mexican gang members in Venezuela because those Venezuelan gang members would have killed them at the border.
Well, you got
so,
people coming clean from the Congo.
Right.
You got people coming from clean from the Congo and maybe even Mali. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah,
well,
they didn't walk here, did they?
Well, you wouldn't think they did. But if they was escaping oppression, they could go to a nearby country. And by the time you get to the southeast coast, the southwest coast, to come over on a ship or something, you would have passed through a lot of stable countries.
Right. So then they're not refugees anymore because they've already passed through several safe countries.
And these
so
people are dressed nice. The women are full-breasted. In other words, they ain't starving. They not coming from a famine area. They got new tennis shoes that's clean, jeans, blouses that's nice looking. These people not poor.
No. No, they, you know, when you think of refugees, you think of people that, you know, skinny, malnourished, you know, looking really haggard. These people look pretty good for being refugees. No, they're just economic migrants. They're just, you know, here for the improvement in their economics, which I can't blame them.
They're political migrants.
But, yeah, but, I mean, they act like we don't already have an immigration system. We do have an immigration system. You know, and these politicians keep saying that immigration's broken, but they're fixing it.
Look at the big development that's going on in Harris, Texas. No, Cleveland, Texas, where they're building about 200 new homes every month.
Mm-hmm.
And they planning on like a 35,000 population settlement there. And supposedly they're all illegals. Now, this is a private... This is the Harris family, which is a rich family in Texas. Now, this is what I heard or what I read partially. And, you know, one clip shows someone flying over the area in a private plane. But that's a congressional district, that many people.
Yeah. Well, you figure 5 million people are going to come across that border in the 2 years since Biden's been president. That's a big army, 5 million people. They are saturating us. We are being invaded. And they're not even firing a shot. They're using our laws against us or our lack of enforcement against us. All they got to do is enforce the laws we have. You know, and then they talk about, oh, the black people this and the black people that. Well, the black people are being displaced the most. Because where do you think these people are going to take the black people's jobs?
Well, they surely are going to put a number on the schools, because if they're allowed to go to public schools, enroll in a public school district where you have a population of African-American kids, black kids, then these kids got to sit still while these other kids learn and catch up. They can't even speak English.
Right. And the schools aren't doing the kids any favor anyhow. You heard what that woman in L.A. said, the head of the teachers union. She said, so what if the kids can't do multiplication tables? They know the difference between an insurrection and a riot. Well, first of all, no, they don't. And second of all, don't you think they're going to need multiplication tables a lot more than they're going to need to identify the difference between an insurrection and a riot? That may happen once in their lifetime if they ever even see it once. But multiplication, they're going to need that every day.
Well, they wrote a book called Multiplication is for White Guys. And also, being on time is about white supremacy.
Yeah. And how far, once they get out of school, do they think these kids are going to make it? The first
they're
time they say, "Oh well, you know, I'm not white, so I don't have to show up on time."
No, but you have to remember,
I don't have to math.
You have to remember, the dumber people are, the more likely they are to follow, because they don't know any better. They don't know critical thinking. They only know I have to follow X so I can get Y. That's all they're supposed to know about now.
Yeah, well, they're never going to make a dollar, and they're never going to make as much as X is, because they were never taught that.
Yeah, but that's okay, because if people don't know how much money they're supposed to make, then they won't know. They'll just get their debit card, and they'll have their stipends on it, and all they have to do is say they're trans.
Yeah. And that's another thing, too, they're doing in these schools. They're changing your child's sex behind your back.
And you're not allowed to even ask.
Right. That's horrible. You know, they don't have a court order. They don't have
Nobody of any authority is saying a mumbling word. Nothing.
Right? And they're just going to allow this to happen. But, you know, I mean, don't you give the parents the opportunity to see if they would, you know, see how they will handle dealing with that situation. You got a teacher who only knows the kid for 10 months and doesn't really know them very well. But 10 months out of their whole little lives is not a long time. And you're going to tell that parent that they know more than the parent about their own child? They don't have a court order saying that the parent is unfit. They haven't lost their parental rights to the kid. But you're going to go behind their back without ever giving these parents an opportunity to deal with their child's crisis? And the only reason the kid's got a crisis to begin with is because these teachers are forcing it on them. You say this little six-year-old kid is in first grade, right? And he's acting a little feminine, so, you know, he's a little kid. And, you know, he says, oh, you know, if you say to him, do you like boys or girls? And he says, I like boys. Now you're going to lock him into that. In the meantime, you didn't ask him why he likes boys, because they tell you, because girls got cooties. You know,
well, how did they get to that
or anything
point?
Like that. Girls are icky at that
how
age.
How did they get to that point of boys acting feminine? Well, I can tell you, because when they was acting boys at recess, then they was calling them bullies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're being medicated and told to sit still in their seats and, you know, no horseplay and no running around. They park them in a chair and expect them to sit there like a little thumbtack in the chair. And boys are a bundle of energy. They need to exercise. They need to run. They need to be loud and play and get dirty. And, you know, all kids do.
Now, but in transgender in sports, you know, when I first got to high school and went on the baseball team, I went to the nurse and they checked me for a hernia. Well, of course, I had to pull my pants down and they had to look at my testicles and cough. Well, nowadays, they don't want you to look at a student's sex, you know, especially a boy perform that, because that boy may be claiming that he is a girl.
Yeah. You know, you don't see a lot of trans men, women who transition to men, playing these sports against other men because they can't. They cannot excel in that. And trans women who used to be men, they are biologically different. A professor just got fired. I think it might have even been from like Harvard. No, it was Crimson. He got fired because he said that babies are created with a female egg and a male sperm. And he got fired for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's science, my dear. Didn't Fauci tell everybody to follow the science? Except when you're following the science, right?
So what are you supposed
now,
to say then? I don't know. Just like, what is a woman?
Yeah, but the actual trans population is 0.16 of the population.
Right.
So the whole world has to accommodate.
The World Economic Forum, though, Joanne, said that by 2030, they want to eliminate the idea that females can get pregnant. They want every female sterile, and then you get your embryos from the government.
Well, that eliminates women. That completely erases women, you know. So, I mean, you got the best woman is a man, and the best swimmer, female swimmer, is a man, and the best female basketball player is a man. Then where do female women go? Where do biological female women go?
They go to FEMA camps that don't exist.
Yeah.
They're working closer and closer to a solvent green society.
Yeah, well, they just said that lab-grown meat was legal. I saw that movie. I ain't eating that stuff.
And look what they're doing to the pizza houses in New York, requiring them to get all electric ovens.
If you didn't hear us.
Oh, I'm fired up about that. That is just ridiculous. Going after pizza. After, You know, if you closed every pizza place in New York, it wouldn't have had one bit of difference on that smoke that was coming from Canada. But that's what that Adams, Mayor Adams, tried to tie it to. Wouldn't have made a bit of difference.
Yeah. And Adams is a black man. I kept telling people, I say, them blacks are just as crazy and racist as anybody else. Wait, and you'll soon find out. Oh, let's give them a chance. Let's give them a chance. Okay.
Yeah. I'm really upset with all of that. You know, we, as children, we always got along. We played with each other. I come from Boston originally. My last year of high school was the first year of busing. Now I'm aging myself. But that was all Dem on Dem fighting each other. There was no Republicans in that mix. The city council, all of them were Democrats. The mayor was a Democrat. The judge was a Democrat. And there was fights in the street. There was riots. There was, fights at the schools. Finally, we threw everybody out of the schools, and we just went about our business. We didn't let the politicians and the news and everybody inside the school after a while because it was too much. But
you know what they've done in Kansas City, Missouri, don't you?
What?
The blacks in Kansas City, Missouri say, we ain't busing our kids nowhere. They did. They said, if you want to integrate this school district more than what it is, you're going to have to bring white kids into
the neighborhood.
The school district.
Right.
And they did. And they all end up in the same classroom to go to show you how it was. You know, they had a thing in St. Louis. See, magnet schools were designed to draw whites from the county back into the city. Now, listen at this. The magnet school was for the white kids to come into the city to attend, but black kids that lived in the county couldn't come into the city to attend the magnet school. But it gets worse than that. If you was a black student, you stayed across the street from a magnet school. You couldn't attend until the seating was a percentage of whites. Then they would start accepting locals. It never did work. They had to pull away from it because whites wasn't going to go for that craziness. That was silly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to see the black parents are finally stepping up, and they're fighting back. You know, and they're fighting an uphill battle, too, because of these teachers' unions and stuff. But they're fighting for school choice, and I hope that we all stick together for that school choice thing, because the more power you take away from them, the better off our kids are going to be educated, all of the kids. It doesn't matter
what color
any of these kids are. It doesn't matter who you're sitting next to. What matters is what you're learning.
Absolutely right. School choice will work, but see, here's the point. Parents, I'm sorry, you got to get up off your butts and perform your civic duties. Just because, some of these terrible organizations will come into a school district and start a school. So you have to know what you're doing and what's going on. You just can't turn your kids over to someone because they say, well, we got them. We're going to take care of them. Hell no, it never works.
No. No one's going to love your kids like you do. And no one's going to educate your kids like you want them to be educated. You got to do it yourself. You got to fight back. You know, or your kids have no future. What's in store for them if they can't read, write, or do math? They can't find them there where they are on a map. What's in store for them?
Kids should be well versed in the foundation of this country. They should be well versed in the founding documents of this country. They should be well versed of the wars that the United States has went out to have the fight from the Revolutionary War on through. And they need to know and learn the performers in those wars, the soldiers, the generals, and respect them.
Yeah. And let me tell you, that Revolutionary War, that wasn't just a bunch of old white guys. The average age of the leaders was 35. The average age of the soldier was 17. So that was a bunch of kids fighting that war. And General George Washington was 35. He was the oldest. You ask any one of these kids what they know about General George Washington, they'll say he was a slave owner. That's all they know about him.
That's all they talk about. But, you know,
but
here's something,
not only
too.
That.
Black history,
not
black
only that.
History is American history.
It
and
sure
it's the way
is.
It should be taught. Now, if parents or some organization, a church, a community, they want to teach further than that, then they can do it outside the school. You don't have enough time in a school day. Plus, classrooms are so diverse. By the time you start letting every ethnic group in that classroom, hell, the year will be over.
Yeah, well, if we talk honestly, slavery has been throughout history. So how far back do you want to go? You want to go back to the Babylonians? You want to go back to Jesus' stepfather, Joseph, was a slave at one point. I mean, slavery was a way of life throughout human history, not just American history. We got rid of it. Our founders were so smart. They put in that Declaration of Independence that all men were created equal. Now, at the time, they were not. And people wanted them dead for saying that. People literally tried to kill them for saying that. But we succeeded in it. You know, they laid the foundation. That's why they call us them the founders. They laid the foundation. And we didn't have a perfect union. Because the words in the document say, in order to form a more perfect union. So it wasn't perfect. But they were working towards a more perfect union. And we have made amazing progress. But no one gives us credit for that. These days, they want to stay stuck in history back then. And they want to be suspicious of each other. You know, we have slaves here in America right now. They're coming across that border. There's sex slaves. There's worker slaves. There's child slaves. How about we use all this energy to free them from the cartels, from the bonds that are holding them, from these stash houses, from these people that are buying and selling them? How about we liberate them? Pay it forward.
Well, you got some minds out there now that think that adults should be able to have sex. Adult men should be able to have sex with children, whether male or female.
Well, they better not try it near me. It could be very dangerous to some people.
That ain't no kidding. They do think that. You can hear little bits and pieces from time to time. And talking about marriage. You know, out there in California, it's talking about marrying your pet.
If Jerry Sandusky, if his issues came out now instead of 15 years ago, that he'd be labeled as a hero.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
He wouldn't went to prison.
No.
And you know, Bianchi, that's the thing. Nobody cares what adults do in their bedroom. You want to be gay, be gay. Nobody cares. Just leave the children out of it. And everybody will leave
you
alone.
And when you got them marching down the street in their transsexual, transvestite parade, what are they chanting? We're coming out to your kids. That fair
right,
to me is a threat.
I saw that. They got a song out now, literally from the Gay Men's Association of America. And they have a song, and that's the title, We're Coming for Your Children. No, hell you ain't. You ain't coming for my kids, believe me. That's not a good plan. Don't come for mine. It's unbelievable.
You know, some of the things that we're watching, and I'm not kidding now, you have to think that the people that's behind them can't be human. They must be alien in human form. They have to be. How in the hell do some of all this is going on at one time? For one thing,
mm-hmm.
it's coming from all different directions. Then you are hearing some of the most asinine, illogical thoughts that you ever would imagine. Stuff like this was kept hidden from. Now it's right out in the open.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, I'm sure you know gay people, right? And the gay people, you know, they're just going about living their life. Just, you know, doing what they do. They're adults. They can do whatever the hell they want. And they're not bothering children. But now, the gay people I know, they don't even want to tell people they're gay because you're going to mistake them for pedophiles, because they added pedophile colors to that gay flag. They used to be just a rainbow. Now they got all those extra colors and, you know, the trans and all that. The gay people that I know don't want any part of this trans mafia either.
Well, not just
you
that,
know,
Joanne. You also have people that want to add S for Satanists to LGBTs.
Yeah.
Well,
nowadays, you don't know how to address some of these people. But, Joanne, have you noticed how many decapitations are going on with kids nowadays? Just for the heck of it, today I looked in Google. I came up with at least 10 to 12 different incidents of kids being decapitated. Their heads cut off.
Why? Well, who would do such a thing? That's terrible.
His parents, addicts who go to a mother wanting drugs or money, and if she says she ain't got anything, in one of this case, he brought two of the boys out, a little toddler. He cut their heads off. No.
Oh, my God.
He sawed their heads off in front of the mother.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is Satan working. It's got to be, because that is just macabre and depraved. And I mean, who could bring themselves to do such a thing? See, the people are sick. I don't even call it, it shouldn't even be called sick, I don't think, because it's not an illness that's curable. It's just extremely depraved that would do something like that. Why?
I don't know.
Why are they going after the children? Why are they sexualizing children? Why, you know, like I was telling you, the only thing a little six-year-old boy should know about girls is that they have cooties. That's it. You know, this is extreme.
You're getting people being caught with child porn, making children have sex with each other.
I just saw
it's
that
crazy,
Sheriff J.D. Grudd, Grady Judd, rather, in Polk County. He said he had this guy's picture that came out of Indiana. He moved here to work at Disney. He had child pornography, so many, like hundreds of thousands of pictures, of from newborn to three-year-old. And
yeah,
so
some guy had sex with a
kid. I mean, people.
Some guy had sex with a kid that was less than a year old.
Yeah, these babies are newborn, weeks old and stuff, and people molesting them. Oh my God!
But you
so
know
disgusting.
What it's going to take, Joanne. And I'm not going to say this is the only thing, but I can say it's a step in the right direction. You're going to have to publicly, Joanne. You're going to have to publicly execute these people. You're going to have to publicly execute them so the country can see it.
Yeah. Yeah, but we should never accept this. We should never normalize it. We should not accept it, not even a little bit. We should be adamant about protecting the children every way you can. You keep those people away from the kids. Don't take your eyes off your children. I mean, you can't even send them to school without this type of stuff going on. What have we
done?
Well,
what are you
going
to send? What are you going to send them to prison and hope that they rehabilitate it? Who in the hell would ever trust their kid around somebody that done something like that? I don't care how long they stayed in prison.
No.
I'd sleep with one eye open. I wouldn't want them around my child.
No, if they're a pedophile, I don't think they can be rehabilitated. I mean, that's like saying you're straight and they're just going to turn you gay. You're gay, they're going to turn you straight. That ain't going to happen. These people, you got to put them down.
And I'll tell you something else. You want to be ready for a shocker, go to that website that identifies child abusers, pedophiles that's in your neighborhood. You may be across the street from one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got that down here. We got that locator where the people are in your neighborhood, the registered sex offenders. Oh, my. I get really upset and sick over all this. It's hard to wrap your mind around. And just knowing that it's going on out there, and I feel powerless to stop it. I mean, I could stop it in my own realm if I know about it. And I would do it in not a very nice way either. The whole world has been taken over by some sort of crazy. Everything is crazy. Why? What happened? How did this society fall apart like this?
I don't know.
I think it stems with the two-tier justice system. Because now if you speak out, you're considered the enemy. So everybody falls in line. And I do think the major test was for compliance to see how they can get people to wear scams. And it worked.
Yeah, well, they're pushing us with this compliance thing. We're taking it, and we're taking it, and we're taking it. How long are we going to take this?
We had a lot of female prosecutors, especially black ones. They had one in St. Louis, one in Baltimore, one in Chicago. They as lean can get. They had one in Baton Rouge. She finally retired. People kept getting on a case about that. But you let these people right back out on the street, and they do the same thing all over again. And they're not made to pay enough restitution. They need to be paying reparations to their victims.
Yeah. That's what happened. We've coddled the criminal and forgotten about the victims. We can't be doing this anymore. Look at that guy that got killed on the subway. He got chokeholded to death by the Marine. He was on a train. He's been arrested 44 times, mostly for assault. He beats up old ladies. He beats up women. He was dragging a 9-year-old girl down the street trying to kidnap her. And he got out. What's he doing out after something like that? And now he's on a train. He's threatening everybody. The train's in motion. You know, they act like the guy held him for 15 minutes. He didn't. It was between two stops, so it was a 2-minute trip. The Marine finally had enough when he was getting in some old lady's face and threatening to kill her. And that's when he grabbed him up, and other people helped him. He wasn't the only one holding that dude down. But now he's been charged with manslaughter and reckless homicide and all kinds of stuff. He never should have been charged.
No, he shouldn't have been. In Missouri, he would have been.
Others.
In Missouri, he would have came under the Good Samaritan law.
Yeah.
A Good Samaritan comes to the aid of someone, and that person that's the criminal, that's perpetrating the crime, you know, no charge is filed against the Good Samaritan.
And there was another young man who killed somebody on the train. That
I'll send you a link. I have that up right now.
Say it again.
I said I have that article up, I think. I'm going to send it to you right now if we have the same article.
What, the other kid?
Yeah.
And he got charged, but he was released on personal recognizance. So, you know, the Marine had to pay, what, $1 million bail or $500,000 bail?
Is that the same DA that's going after Trump that came down on him?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the young black man who protected his girlfriend and the other people on the train, they're charging him too, but he got out on personal recognizance. He's another one that shouldn't have been charged. The guy was absolutely crazy. He was whacking people, slamming people up against walls. He punched that boy's girlfriend and pulled her earring out of her ear, making her bleed. So he finally got in a fight with him. And then when he was down, the guy was beating his ass. He pulled out a knife and stuck the guy. So that was self-defense right there. You know, they were in a fist fight. He was down, and the guy was coming at him, going to kill him. He defended himself after defending the people on the train and his girlfriend. He never should have been charged either. But there's even a disparity with the two people who did the exact same thing. One had to pay $500,000 bail and was perp walked and everything. And the other kid got out on personal recognizance. I don't think either one of them should have been charged.
Yeah, but you know, if it was the other way around where the homeless whacked out person tried to kill either of these kids, that this person would not have gone to jail.
All right.
They're letting
this article that Brooke just sent me says no charges. It says the New York declines to press charges against Jordan Williams in the subway defensive killing. Okay, so that's the second kid. That's the one I was just talking about. I do not believe he should have been charged. And I don't believe that Marine should have been charged either. I'm glad they dropped the charges on the first one. Now they got to drop the charges on this Marine.
I don't know if they will. The difference is that this guy is black.
Yeah. Well, that shouldn't be a difference. I know it's the difference. I know exactly that's the difference. And they have to, you know, the headlines and they got to check all the boxes and all that. You know, you got the white guy who was a Marine. They're going to charge him. The black kid, they dropped the charges on him. Now, that's only going to cause problems. That's going to cause more disparity because now they're going to say one of them got special treatment. And none of it should be there. Neither one of those guys should be charged. I'm glad they dropped the charges on the kid. But they have to drop the charges on the Marine, too.
They need to drop the charges on the Marine, too. They had a case in St. Louis where this white man, homeless, was sitting on the curb on 12th Street across the street from Missouri Bar and Grill next to the Shell station. I know exactly where it is. And this idiot black guy came and stood behind him and shot him in the head. In the back of the head.
Wow.
And the district attorney, prosecuting attorney in the city of St. Louis was Kim Gardner, the woman that went after McCloskey's, remember?
Yeah.
The McCloskey's that were protecting their problem?
Yeah. And that's another one. Well,
she
what were
the
they going
to do? She sent the police to their house to take their guns.
Wow. And you know the firing pin was out of one of those guns, the one the woman was holding?
Yeah, they fixed it. They say when they got the gun, it didn't work. They fixed it so it would work. But and she finally was forced out. She finally retired. Guess what? She went back to nursing. Who in the hell would let that fool draw blood from her?
Oh, no. Oh, no, she wouldn't be my nurse.
Well,
that's
half the story. You know where Lori Lightfoot is now, don't you?
I saw her at a baseball game or something the other night.
You know where she's working now, Joanne?
I thought
she's
she
a
was
professor at Harvard.
Tell me a university, right?
Harvard, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What could she possibly contribute there? That place, that's another money laundering scheme, that place. They got so much money, so much endowments, they wouldn't need to charge any student tuition. And then are they, you know, how are these kids coming out of there? They're going to be doctors. They can't tell the difference between a boy and a girl. They, you know, men have issues that women don't. Women have issues that men don't. Sometimes a woman needs a hysterectomy or something. Sometimes a man would need prostate surgery. You have to know the difference biologically. If a person comes to you and they're telling you they're a woman, but they have prostate cancer, don't you think you should treat them for prostate cancer? Even though they're telling you they're a woman, shouldn't you be able to tell the difference that, you know, yeah, you got cancer, but it's not ovarian, honey. It's prostate cancer, and that comes with its own set of things that have to be done. It's its own protocol. And the same with a woman pretending to be a man, but she's got ovarian problems or uterine problems. You know, it's not prostate cancer, honey. It's ovarian. So even though you're a man, your ovaries have cancer. And shouldn't a doctor be able to tell the difference?
Only,
you know, if you bring your dog to the vet to get neutered or spayed, they'll know the difference.
Hey, when someone wants to milk a bull, that's on them.
Yeah, good luck. You know, I if you want to live your life as a man and you're a woman, you go ahead. You want to live your life as a woman and you're a man, go ahead. But your doctor should at least know the difference. And if you go to Harvard and you go in there and you tell them a woman, they're not going to check you for prostate cancer. Then what? This world is so messed up. We can't tell the truth to each other anymore.
No,
the truth.
That's the idea.
That's what it is. It's the truth. It's a war on the truth. Because the truth is staring us in the face. And we're not allowed to identify it. I will. Or I don't get told I'm not allowed. And the rest of everybody should follow suit. Don't let them tell you you're not allowed to do something. You're American. These people have no authority over you. You have a constitution. If you bother to read it, you'd know that. There's 535 people in the federal government in office. There's millions of us. Those 535 people do not make or break you. They're only there to represent you in the country's business, the financial stuff and the general running of affairs. Your life is your own. What you make of it is what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. The opportunities are there. The equality is there. You just got to take it. That's all you got to do is you got to assert yourself.
Well, you know, those state districts should control their congressperson, because within each congressional district, you probably have two or three state districts, state representative
mm-hmm.
districts. And the voters that vote in those state representative districts is the same ones that's voting for their congressperson. They need to pull
mm-hmm.
their congressperson back to the carpet and read them the Riot Act.
Yeah. You know, and that's another thing when you're bringing up the state's issues. Abortion. Now, all of these politicians, that's all they're saying, abortion, abortion, abortion. You know, the federal government has no say in abortion. There is nothing in the Constitution that gives them the authority to make any laws about abortion. It's not, they stay in their lane. Don't, it's not in their purview. That decision was a very good decision. It goes back to the states. The 17 enumerated powers for the federal government, if it's not one of those 17 powers, it goes back to the states and the people. Now, your state representatives are closer to the people. Your congressmen are closer to the people. But the states are sovereign. That's the 10th Amendment. So what's not in the Constitution for the federal government goes back to the people in the state. Abortion is one of those things that's not in the Constitution. So every state has the right to make their own laws. Every person in those states have the right to make their representative make laws concerning abortion, should they want laws concerning abortion, or no law concerning abortion. It doesn't matter. It's the state and the people. So when you hear them talking about abortion, tell them go to hell. It's not their purview. Stay in your lane. You know, you're going to hear all these activist groups and the women's rights groups. That's not a right. It's not in the Bill of Rights. It's not a right. But if you want an abortion and you want it legal in your state, you have every opportunity to have your legislature come up with rules for abortion. Otherwise, it's no one's business. So when you see these people running for president or senator or even congressman, those are federal. They have no right in that lane. So stay out of it.
They have no right. You're absolutely right. You know something that you want to see something spectacular? You know the convention of states where they're trying to have an Article 5 convention in order to amend the Constitution.
Right.
You want to know some of the companies that's against that? George Soros, AFL-CIO, Planned Parenthood, the Teachers Union, Greenpeace. Mm-hmm. What in the hell is Greenpeace doing being against a citizen's right to use Article 5 to make changes to the Constitution? Why are they against that?
I don't know, but I'm kind of not on board with that either, because once they open up that Constitution, they can change anything they want. If you do have the convention, you have to make sure it's very, very specific. And you have to have 2/3 vote to even apply for it.
You got to have 3/4 of the states to ratify it. No. Everything is safe is people need to go to the sites and see what's being proposed. Three things being proposed. Term limits on federal officials, including judges.
Yeah.
You got the stop federal overreach. And the third one is a balanced budget. Stop borrowing money. And I don't see how anybody can't go along with that. And those are the only three.
Yeah, I would go with the balanced budget. I would even go with the term limits. That overreach thing, you have to be very specific, because you can't leave it ambiguous at all. You can't leave it. You cross every T.
Well, one thing the federal government needs to give states back, get out of these states' land. They're not supposed, constitutionally not supposed to control land. Unless the state specifically allows them. And what the state should do is lease it to them. But, you know, states don't want to be in charge of national forests. I think they should. Then you put your own state people to work.
Yeah. Yeah, the federal government's only supposed to own enough land to house a military base or some other government structure, and only the required land that would take. And it has to be approved by the state.
Yeah, they allow forts.
But that's what it is. It's expensive. It's expensive to maintain something like Yosemite Park, you know, so they make it a national park, so then it becomes the federal's responsibility. But the feds don't own that land. They just caretakers. The states own the land. You wouldn't be able to tell the way they operate it, though. But on all these federal national parks and stuff, those are supposed to belong to the state still, but the federal government only takes the care and maintenance. So all they are is the maintenance guy. But people.
Well, yeah, if your kids go to a national park, they can't even fly their drones.
Yeah. Well, that's wrong. That's wrong. The people should be free in these parks. The federal government's only supposed to be there to, you know, maintain that the wildlife is not being abused, that the forestry is maintained, and litter. No litter, no fires, stuff like that. But they're not supposed to be making all the rules. They do. You know, how many times have you heard people say, oh, they can't do that, while they're doing it?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Oh, they can't do that. No, they're not supposed to be able to do that, but they're doing it. And we're not stopping them. And they're pushing us, and they're pushing us, and they're pushing us. And there is going to be a breaking point. My problem, my concern is that when the chips hit the fan, people are not going to know who the real enemy is. If they think the enemy is each other, then they're not thinking at all. We are not each other's enemy. the people that are trying to pit us against one another. Those are the enemy. The ones that would hurt this country. The ones that would try to subverse the people. Those are the enemy. The ones that would pervert the Constitution. Those are the enemy. Not the average Joe on the street. You know, but they got us all. You got black people, white people, Spanish people, gay people, straight people. You know, they're putting us all in little boxes to keep us separate, keep us talking, keep us from talking to each other. During COVID, they let you go to a strip club, but you couldn't go to a regular bar. You couldn't go to a church. You couldn't go to a school. You couldn't go to a gym. You couldn't go to any gathering place where people might talk. No talking among yourselves. And when you got groups like the size that Trump pulls in, oh, they can't have that because all those people are talking to each other.
Yeah, but you can have Black Lives Matter rallies, and those are healthy for the community.
Yeah, but Black Lives Matter is controlled by George Soros, and they use the same chants and the same even tone. Blue streets, our streets, and the people united will never be divided. Acorn used that. Black Lives Matter used that. Antifa uses that. So, you know, they're all using the same program, the same mind control tactics, the neurolinguistics. So you know that those are all fake. Those are all staged. And ain't no black people ever got helped by Black Lives Matter. Those people, those Soros people, they made a lot of money at it. Few of them got houses. But in the general, they went into those black neighborhoods. They burnt everything down. They destroyed the stores. They looted. They tortured these people. Now, they pack up and go on to their next endeavor, and they leave a burnt-out shell in their wake. So now the little old lady who used to go up to the corner deli and get a sandwich or, you know, the supermarket down the street so she could get her groceries, or the young mother could go down to the store and get formula for the baby, can't do that anymore. Now you got to take buses and trains and cabs to get to a shopping plaza because yours is burnt out in your neighborhood because your stores are gone. There's, you know, the black people didn't have any benefits from that. So, you know, when the kid used to work bagging groceries at the store, well, his job is gone. Or the kid that used to change the tires over at the AutoZone, or not the AutoZone, but the auto shop, you know, his job is gone. The chick who worked at the hair salon or the nail salon, her job is gone because all those stores are gone.
Well, they go. You know, here's
so who's going to help them now?
Even that, and people.
You're breaking up on
insurance. Yeah, remember when they were saying that, talking to these riders, said you're burning up these stores, and what is people? They say, well, that's okay. They got insurance. All right. But when you hear blacks talking about those, they're being burned down, well, why come you can't use that same excuse and say, well, they had insurance?
Yeah, they had insurance, but the neighborhood didn't. And now they're gone. They're out of business. And so is that neighborhood. You got to travel long
distances. Gone because of that, or gone because of the shoplifting.
Yep. And that's another thing, the shoplifting. You know, it's been really nice that you could walk into a store and all the goods are out. You know, you walk into a supermarket and there's oranges and apples and celery and carrots as far as you can see in the produce aisle. And up and down every aisle there's breads and chips and canned goods. And in the freezer section you got all your frozen foods and stuff all out there in the open. How long do you think that's going to be before everything is locked up? Before you, if you even go to a store, or you text them and you tell them what you want and they meet you at this bulletproof wall and hand your bundles to you through a draw, you know, one of those automatic draws. You can't go pick your own fruit anymore. You can't walk into a supermarket that's full because of all the losses. And, you know, with all this looting and stuff, That makes the prices go up. Even if they have insurance, once you make a claim, the insurance is going up. So that adds to your overhead. So now you got to add money on to your product to cover the overhead. So, you know, people are saying, oh, yeah, they got insurance. Yeah, they got insurance, but now they got more expensive insurance because you just caused them to make a claim. So now everything in the store went up $5. People don't understand how economics work. They're going to end up paying for it in the end. Because these big insurance companies, yeah, they'll pay it out in the long run, but they're getting it back. And they'll pay it out in the short term, but they're getting it back in the long run. Nothing's free. You know, and the parents, that's another thing, too. They're getting rid of parents. They're telling kids go behind their back, you know, and keep secrets from their parents. But also, fathers. They're getting rid of fathers. Fathers are very, very important. Children need fathers. But the way that we're set up, you know, say the guy loses his job. He can't support his family. They could go on welfare, but the guy got to leave the house so the wife and the children can go on welfare. So in order for this guy's family to survive now, he has to leave them. So that leaves his wife husbandless and his children fatherless. And then they're going to go after him for money anyhow, and he doesn't have a job. That's why he had to leave to begin with. You know, so now they're going to criminalize this guy. In the meantime, his kids are getting raised by just their mom because he can't be in the house. How about we realize that keep the father in the house? Let's incentivize keeping the family together. Don't make the man leave. Find ways to help him stay with his family and keep those families together. Children that come from two-parent households have a better chance of succeeding in life than those with single-parent households. And I'm not saying anything bad about single mothers or single fathers, but it sure would be a lot easier and a lot better for the whole family if they stay together. Don't make it so easy to break up. Don't make it so easy to abandon each other. Make it worth it to stay together. That would help. You know, all these children running around feral doesn't have to be. You know, they turn to the gangs in place of a family. But you got a strong man in that household, those kids aren't going to need a gang because they got their family right there. Men are very important. And we can't be treating them like they're disposable. That makes sense to you guys?
Oh, absolutely. I know, because I had to pay child support basically the whole time my kids were underage.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
And I remember in the court when their defense was, well, he should not have rights to his kids because he works 40 hours a week, and it's not fair to the kids because the mom is home. The mom doesn't work.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe I had to listen to that.
Well, he should have equal rights to his children, working or not.
Well, if I don't work, that means I'm a better parent. I don't get it.
Yes. No, if you're working, you're a good parent. If you're not working, you're a good parent. Parenting has nothing to do with your job. It has everything to do with your relationship with the child. And absolutely, you should have equal custody with your children. I mean, unless you're some sort of derelict, why wouldn't you have equal custody with your children? That's because you work. That doesn't make you a derelict. That makes you a decent human being. You know, you're trying to buy your own stuff and take care of your family, and yeah. No, there's a lot of things that we need to change around here. I should be president. I wouldn't want that job. But I got to tell you, the only person in the planet right now who can help us is Donald J. Trump. I don't care who despises them or who likes them. That's the honest to God's truth. The only person that can make a difference in all of this is Donald Trump. You know, the rest of them are all weak or establishment. You know, some of them are really good, but they're not experienced and they're not hardballs like Trump is. Trump isn't afraid to call them out. Trump calls them out all the time. They don't like his attitude. Well, wouldn't you have an attitude if you've had these people on your back for 7 years? Non-stop. Constantly got to go to court. He got to answer this. He got to answer that. They interfered with his presidency. They interfered with his election. They interfered the last election. They're interfering in this one. And he still keeps going, no matter what they throw at him. The guy has got to be clean. I mean, they've been up this guy's rear end with a microscope, for crying out loud. No matter what they threw at him, all these hoaxes, all these lies, he's proven them all wrong. He's got to be the cleanest guy in the world.
Well, he certainly is
that clean.
Than the guy in right now.
The guy in right now confessed that he's selling secrets.
And people are okay with that because if he really sold state secrets, then he would be getting arrested. I've heard people say that.
He's not going to get arrested. You know, I hope everybody heard that little clip you played. I have the transcript right here. The guy was sitting there with the president of India. They were still seating people at the table, you know, looking around and stuff, so they hadn't begun their thing yet. And out of the clear blue, for no reason at all, and to nobody at all, he just said, I was just thinking, anyway, I started off without you. And I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared. People actually laughed at that. You don't laugh at that. The guy just confessed to selling state secrets and sharing very important things. And then they said, oh, well, you know, his dementia was acting up. I don't think he's as demented as we think he is. I think a lot of it is an act. I mean, I'm sure a lot of it is true because you couldn't act that good and nobody could. But I think a lot of it is put on, too, because when the hammer finally does drop on him, you know, he can just say, I'm a noodlehead and I don't know. You know, there's information come out now that about these cell phones that he was using. That Hunter Biden was paying for.
Burner phones.
Yeah, the burner phones. Well, John Solomon got a hold of some. He got a hold of some of the transcripts from the text messaging and stuff. And on one of them was the phone number to the cell phone that was supposedly in this little collection of phones that the Bidens had among themselves. These secret phones. So John Solomon dialed the number, and Joe Biden himself answered the phone. So he can't say it's not his phone, or he had no access to that phone, because he answered the phone to John Solomon. And John said, is this the vice president? He said, yeah, I can't talk to you right now, and he hung up on him. But Joe Biden himself answered that phone.
Right.
You know, and given us drip, 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 drip about what was on that laptop. Well, you know, every one of the media had it. A while ago, I was listening to Hannity, and they were talking about the laptop. This was before it, you know, got really big. It was with Giuliani he was talking to. Giuliani was trying to say, Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. This is what's going on in Ukraine. You know, you got to look at that. And then he brought up the laptop, and he said, yeah, on that laptop. And he said that Hunter Biden's a degenerate. And Hannity just, you know, off the willy-nilly, he said, well, yeah, they were shopping it around, but I didn't buy it. You know, I know other people that have had it. And this was like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So Giuliani got a hold of it. John McCain was trying to shop it around. John McCain's one of the ones who turned it over to the FBI. So this thing had been going around. The senators knew about it. The Congress people knew about it. The FBI knew about it. Giuliani knew about it. Media knew about it. You know, so when they act surprised, they shouldn't. They've had it for a long, long time. And there's a whole bunch of copies of the hard drive. Giuliani got 5 copies of the hard drive. You know, but they tried to make Giuliani out like he was a feeble, bumbling idiot. And he wasn't. He was right. You know, that kind of hurt my feelings that they did that to Giuliani. I don't know who likes him and who doesn't. But, you know, after 9/11, he was America's mayor. And, you know, he was who everybody was looking to. George Bush made appearances, and yeah, he was the president and stuff, but everybody was looking to Giuliani to run that city. And he did a damn good job, and he wasn't a noodlehead, and he wasn't some bumbling idiot. He was a very sharp, well-spoken, impressive person at that time. But then, just to, you know, they tried to cancel him. And they did a pretty good job, too. They had a lot of people thinking that Giuliani was a noodlehead, and he's not.
See, there's one thing you'll notice, Joanne, with Trump compared to all the other Republicans, they have not been able to say Trump is stupid. They could say he's corrupt, and they could call him this, and they can call him that, but they will not call him stupid.
No, he's far from stupid. Far, far from stupid. He's a very bright man, and he knows. When he was talking to Brett Baer the other night, and Brett Baer said something about the last election. He said, I won that. And Brett Baer said, no, you didn't. And Trump said, let's get it straight. I won. And then he just blew Brett Baer off like he wasn't even saying anything. He was trying to argue that. And he didn't let him argue. He knew, Brett Baer knew he wasn't going to get anywhere, so he changed the subject. But Trump wouldn't say it if he didn't know it. You know, every single thing that Trump has told us has been true. It comes out later. You know, okay, Trump was right. How many times have we heard Trump was right? Anyhow, you know, I'm not here to pimp Trump, but, you know, the truth is the truth. And he is a very important figure in this whole equation. And if we're lucky, we'll get him back. I see you sent me broccoli, man.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, we haven't watched this one yet.
All right, well, when you're ready, I am. I got it up.
Okay.
I love broccoli, man. I haven't seen this one either.
Yeah, well, you know, I work hard on these cartoons, and I just wish I was half as big as Freedom Tunes or the Babylon Bee and stuff, because these take a lot of work. And I'm consistent.
Yeah, you do a good job on them.
Last week was the first week in a couple of years I missed an episode, but I was out of town.
Oh, well, let's catch up tonight.
All right, I'm getting
Yes.
Go ahead, Bianchi.
You know, you're talking about Trump.
Yeah.
In the last, since Obama, the shame has come down on the United States like never before. See, countries used to look up to the United States because I had a Nigerian say, I told them, I said, well, you know, we got corruption in the United States too. He said, yeah, but your corruption gets prosecuted. Ours don't. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
It's here like that too. And if we don't stop this, the people that's doing this crap need to be brought to justice and severely punished. Because they have brought shame to this country. Nobody respects you anymore.
No, nobody respects us. Nobody. They just laugh at us. But, you know, Obama is still very much in control. He just had a meeting with Ocasio-Cortez and a whole bunch of the other Congress people. He's been having these secret meetings, and he's still running the show. And I think Obama is the real big guy. And the reason I say that, you know, in those Hunter Biden tapes, they talk about the big guy. And people are thinking it's Joe Biden. It's not Joe Biden. Because Remember when he was over there in Ukraine and he was talking to the guy about firing the prosecutor that was looking into Burisma? He said, yeah, well, you know, I'm leaving here in 2 hours, and if the prosecutor's not fired, you ain't getting the money. And the guy said, you're not the president. And the guy says, you're not the president. He said, oh, well, then go ahead, call him. That tells you right there Obama knew about this. If Biden's sitting there saying, go ahead, call Obama to this guy, then you know Obama's in on it. And there's another example, too, when they said that Joe Biden and Hunter share a bank account. Both their names are on this bank account. Why would you have to set aside 10% for the big guy if the big guy's name was on the account and he could take every dollar of it if he wanted? His name's on the account. He could take his own 10%. All of it. Mm. So that tells you that Joe Biden is not the big guy. Someone else is. And it would have to be Obama. All those 51 spies, who was their boss? Obama. Who was Biden's boss? Obama. The FBI, who was their boss? Obama. The tax people, who's their boss? Obama. So all these people knew what was going on with Joe Biden and nobody told the boss. I find that very hard to believe. There's a lot of dead silence there. Do you guys hear where I'm coming from? You see where I'm coming from, Bianchi?
Yeah.
It's got to be Obama and Valerie Jarrett and George Soros and whoever the puppet masters are for him.
And Wasserman Schultz, she's in on it.
Yep.
She emailed Hillary and told her great job for convincing Obama to take out Gaddafi.
Right. Gaddafi was trying to mint his own dinero. He was going to use his own money that was backed by gold. That's what's going on in Nigeria right now. No, not Nigeria, Uganda. Uganda just found a whole bunch of gold. Now all of a sudden we're going after them for human rights. And we're going after them for other things.
They've been trying to go after their people for human rights. Obama and them is trying to make those countries open up their societies to abortion for girls as young as 12 years old with no parental knowledge, just like they did here.
Yep.
They want them to recognize same sex. They're not going to do it.
Yeah, that's what's going on. They want them to recognize the same sex down there in Uganda. But, you know, that's just the way to get in the door. They want the gold. Uganda just found a whole new gold deposit that they're going to start mining. So, same thing happened to Gaddafi. They took him out when he had gold. And now they're going to do it to Uganda. So, keep your eye on that. Oh, and Russia pulled everybody out of the United States today. That's a signal to pay attention to that. All their personnel was told to leave the United States today. So they got something in store for us?
Unless they know that
provoking them for a while.
The United States has something in store for the United States. That could be it.
Yeah. And that Zelensky, he's going to be president forever now. He says he's going to stay president. He's canceled their elections. So now we got it. We're supporting a dictator. You cancel the elections, you're a dictator. He says, I'm just going to stay president until the war is over. And you know, you heard Lindsey Graham say, well, we're here for the long haul. We're going to be here for as long as it takes. So now we're supporting a dictator.
He's a goofball. You know, Graham, Sessions, O'Connell, Turtle. They all just messed up, man. This is just it. They let this stuff go on.
They're all making money. They're all making money, so they're not going to charge each other. Every one of them is doing the same thing as everybody else.
They send that money to Ukraine. It comes back around the back door and goes into the campaign coffers. Then they can do anything they want to with it once it's there.
Right. Yep. And I'll tell you that Zelensky, he certainly entertains a lot of high-value guests for being in a war zone. And he runs around the world, you know, going to plays, going to award ceremonies, coming to visit here. You know, he's pretty busy for a guy at war.
This is a big old bamboozlement is all it is.
Yeah,
and
it is.
We have to get to the bottom of it, what Americans are left. Because just because you're in the country, that don't mean that you're an American.
Yeah, and plus, you know, we're sending a lot of weapons over there. So we got to replace those weapons. So the military-industrial complex making a few bucks, too. And we just sent him another $50 billion to a dictator. Yeah. Where's all that money going? And then they decided they didn't want a commission to oversee the money and where it's going and how it's being spent. So we're just shipping $50 billion off. We made a $6 billion mistake, remember? How do you make
right.
a $6 billion mistake?
And the first thing you do is make sure you give all that money to a different country instead of trying to divvy it out.
Right. You know, and they're saying we're broke, we can't do this and we can't do that, and the old ladies are going to starve to death because we can't raise the Social Security. Can't take care of our veterans. $50 billion would take care of a lot of veterans, wouldn't it? $50 billion, you could get some...
A lot, too.
Yeah, $6 billion. $6 billion, you could get a few houses for homeless veterans. They put their time in. We owe them everything. But, yeah, they get the back end. Oh, we're sending a dictator billions and billions of dollars. And they were all giddy over this thing with Putin's guys there, the mercs, the
yeah.
mercenaries. Yeah, they were saying, oh, yeah, it's going to destabilize them and all that. No, these mercenaries, they are better paid, better equipped. But that was more a labor dispute. Those guys needed more money. They needed better equipment. They needed more ammunition. And they weren't getting it. So they were marching on Moscow. Well, Putin must have made a deal, and they got what they wanted, because the guy didn't get arrested. He's in Belarus now, and his soldiers were either folded into the Russian military or they were cut loose. So it was more of a labor dispute. It wasn't anything that was going to destabilize Russia. But the way that the United States media made it look was... Putin's on his way out, and he's weakened, and no, he isn't. They're lying. That's wishful thinking.
Well, that's just the fake media trying to give themselves an edge to the public however they can.
Yeah, well, they want us to think that Putin's on his way out. No, he isn't. That made Putin stronger. And he didn't kill that guy, so that tells you... You know, he didn't have that guy killed. So that tells you that was not an insurrection.
Right.
When all that began, Putin told the media, if you put out any fake stuff, you're getting out. A lot of them got out on their own.
Yeah. Yeah, see, they're lying to us about Putin. They've been provoking him and provoking him. All this stuff in Ukraine is part of Soros' revolution. Back in 1979, he overthrew the Ukrainian government and he put in his personal puppets. Well, the people finally got sick of those personal puppets and they threw them out. But when Obama went back, when Obama was in office, they overthrew Ukraine again with Obama's help. And that's where Zelensky came from. But a lot of those other people, like Poroshenko and stuff, they were holdovers from Soros' revolution. So now look at all these people. You got a lot of dead Ukrainians, a lot of dead Ukrainian soldiers, a lot of dead Russian soldiers, and it's all for Soros' color revolution. If you look up Orange Revolution or Color Revolution Ukraine, you'll see the whole story is right there. This is a continuation of it. And now the Zelensky's installed permanently until the war is over. You know, we've still got the war on terror. We're running off of authorization of military use for how many wars now?
Well, we got to resist China, Joanne, and proof My grandson came in with some new work boots he bought.
Yeah.
He walked over to me, and guess what he showed me? He showed me the American flag on them. Made in America.
Okay.
Nice.
I raised mine up right.
Go. I'm proud of you. I'm glad you did. I'm proud of you. See, we're out there. We just don't know how to organize with each other. But we are the majority. You know, when we start talking like this, other people hear us, and they're like, oh, I'm thinking that same thing too, so I'm not alone. The media would have you think that you're crazy for thinking the way we do. But when you shut the media off and you start hearing other people talk about these same things and they're feeling the same way as you, you start to realize we're not the minority, we're the majority. And they're trying to keep us apart. And we have to get over that. We have to start organizing, get together. And forget Republican or Democrat. You know, from now on, just send money to a candidate of your choice. Don't send it to the RNC or the DNC or any of these PACs. Direct donation to the candidate of your choice. Try that. And, you know, we got to start talking to each other and see who's good and who's bad and let's try something different. You know, I'd say vote for the Republicans, but when you put them in office and they start acting, doing the same stuff, you know, we need some new faces. We can't keep McConnell. We can't keep Lindsey Graham. We can't keep
Ronna McDaniel
like that.
Is even worse.
Ronna McDaniel, she's the worst of all of them. She's the head of the RNC. We should have had Hamid Dylan. She would have made a good RNC chairman. But
I'm not
Ronna,
a huge fan of Kevin McCarthy, but nobody else wanted the job, and at least he hits a few balls sometimes.
Yeah, he hits the ball once in a while. He isn't striking out on everything, but, you know, he strikes out on a lot, too. But that Ronna McDaniel, she's causing the Republicans to take a dive. She's purposely taking a dive. She's definitely her father's daughter. Her father's Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't trust her any more than I trust her father. Well, we should play Broccoli Man soon. Dying
yeah,
to
I was
this
hoping
one.
To.
All right, you ready, Bianchi? You still with us?
I don't know if he is or not. There he is.
I'm with you, but I'm getting ready to get off.
All
but,
right, thank
I really appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, thank you very much for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Back, right?
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Let's check out Pride Month featuring the wiretap.
Okay.
All right, let me count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, green dude, why art thou not celebrating Pride Month?
Do what?
You are not celebrating Pride Month. Why are you not participating in LGBT activities, sir?
I am not into that lifestyle. Please leave me alone.
That will not cut it, sir. You must be participating in a Pride parade, read a drag queen story time. Or perhaps spend an evening with me in my bed.
No, thank you. I am not and will never ever be interested.
Usa, you said the wrong choices of words is to my eardrums. Just for that I must now run my hands through your long flowing mane. Seriously, sir, you need to go with me to Target and we can sit down and consume some Bud Lights. Then we could hold hands and wear the North Face Pride hoodie, sir. It will be so festive.
No means no.
Yes. Yes means yes. There are pride parades all over the United States this weekend where the men are naked and wearing long socks and pro wings. We need to handle business green, dude, if it makes you feel better, sir. We can do that right now. We are doing it for the children.
That sounds like I am going to be busy arresting people.
That sounds like I need to be arresting people, sir. I need to be arresting you. You do not to be taking down our crime syndicate. You need to do as many pride things as possible so you can get an ESG score. Then BlackRock can help you obtain more funding. If you do not have a good ESG score, then the largest funding company in the world will not give you any monies. BlackRock demands that you remove your dungarees, your underoos, and your blouse. So if you show your ice cream cone and your kumquat to the kids, you will have an excellent ESG score. You will be at the utmost of wokeness, sir.
I will never need money that bad that I have to sell out. That sounds like you are a prostitute and BlackRock is your pimp.
You keep stepping in it, green dude. You do not understand, sir. Once BlackRock demands you do something, you jump and do it post haste. Right now they're demanding every company go as woke as possible. Everyone stop shopping at Target because they sell clothing with satanic messages on it. Everyone knows that Bud Light is now called tranny fluid. Everyone knows Disney got caught grooming kids. But you know what, green dude, they do it anyway because BlackRock demands it or they stop getting funding.
I don't care about an ESG score. Whatever BlackRock says to do, I am not interested.
Trust me, sir. You will need your ESG score to buy, sell, work and live. Soon whenever you want to purchase petrol or your GMO foods at the local China Mart, you will be required to remove your dungarees and have a TS naked body scanner scan your junk so we can tell if you are a terrorist threat. If you are not willing to show us your junk, it means you have something to hide.
Yes. I have something to hide. My junk.
You do need to disrobe this instant, sir. And every other instant where there is a child present or you must enter a business. You could be hiding an assault rifle, a samurai sword, or a Bible verse inside your junk.
I just do not understand. Children cannot go into a strip club to see naked ladies. But if a man dresses up in ladies' clothes and gets naked in front of kids, that is not only acceptable, but it is now expected.
What's wrong with that?
But if a woman says there are a man, that is still considered indecent? I do not understand.
Of course you would not get it, green dude. You need to learn how to be woke. We are going to make it completely legal to show your ice cream cone and your kumquats. However, we will be making a crime to not put the bloody scam on your face.
The public will not stand for this.
The public will stand for it. It does not matter how bad the United States is. If people cannot buy food, if there is a civil war, or we take away everything from everyone. You can eat as bugs and owns nothing. Half of America will still continue to vote Democrat. Besides, no one can resist the temptation to vote for Michael Robinson or Obama. Michael Robinson or Obama is a very nice lady.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a much better presidential candidate than Brandon, Governor Gruesome, or Big Mike.
Incorrect, green dude. We are forbidding Robert Kennedy Jr. to ever be president. He said he will arrest the crime syndicate. Besides, how can we have a debate with Robert Kennedy that is sponsored by Pfizer? BSE, Bill Gates, George Soros, and G. Globalists have already paid enough money to make sure he does not win.
That sounds like election tampering.
Absolutely, sir. But you know what? No one bloody cares. as long as it is a Democrat in office, the average something ducker on the streets does not care. Almost no one walking down the street even knows who the vice president is. And that's just how we want it. Now all we have to make sure that Trump does not win the 2024 election and we can officially bring in our global government for real. That means we can put nincompoops like you in those FEMA camps. That do not exist.
We need to get to the bottom of the Biden crime syndicate.
Stay in your own lane, sir. We will not be arresting our front guys for our crime syndicate.
Hunter Biden wrote off human sex trafficking expenses on his income taxes. His father also said he knew nothing about Hunter's business dealings. But they shared bank accounts and discussed the business dealings frequently.
Are you denying that was legitimate business expense? Besides, there is nothing wrong with a son getting business advice from his father.
Yes. It is something everyone else would get arrested for and stay behind bars for a long time.
But green dude, that is the difference. The 99% get prison sentences. The 1% get to do whatever they want. If you want to get away with any crimes, just become part of the 1% and the world is your oyster. We'll pay the big guy so he can do whatever we bloody want. Here's our marionette. Which is exactly why we rigged the 2020 election, sir.
Hey everyone. You need to stop letting these crime syndicates run the world. You not paying attention and calling them out is going to hurt the entire planet. Stop voting for these people who are running things like mob bosses. You need to get educated. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He shares all the news you need to know about. Plus his guests and his co-hosts are great to listen to. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also check out the schedule for the other shows on freedomizerradio.com.
You need to zip it. Green dude. Enough with you telling everyone to not obey us overlords. That's it, put your hands up and I am taking you in my 1993 Geometrite Geolobalist lair.
I will never stop exposing crime. The 1% do not get a free pass. And you can shove that globalism up your...
I want to love you, PYT, pretty young thing. You need some loving TLC. Tender loving care, and I'll take you there.
See you later, wiretap.
All right, that was an episode, of course, so hope it was all right.
That was really good. I love those broccoli, man. You know, you cause people to think. That's what they do. They're thought-provoking. You know, it's a little shocking when it's laid out like that, but then when you realize that that's actually true, you do a good job on those. I like those.
Well, I have to throw in a little bit of comedy type stuff along with throwing all kinds of different truth in there.
Yeah, I like the comedy about being a nice lady and the FEMA camps that don't exist.
Well, I meant more or less the theme. The running theme with the wiretap is that he wants to see Broccoli Man stuff, and he wants to...
Yeah, he wants to molest Broccoli Man.
Yeah. But if I can do that and people will see that and we could just drop truth, then it works itself out.
Yeah, truth through comedy, it works. But they're good. I like them. And I like the name of your characters, too, Wiretap and G-Globalist and...
Liberal person?
Yeah.
I think you've seen Liberal Person.
Yeah, I saw Liberal Person.
And that's the one that dresses as transgender?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen, I think, if not all, I've seen most of them. I was looking through them.
I showed you Sumem one, too.
What's he? do it.
That's the black guy, that super ultra mega extreme mega man.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's the one with the big head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those are really good. Very talented. I don't know how you do it, but you put them together well. I like your scenery and stuff, too. I like the one on the train, all the advertisements you had.
Hey, it's by Nawmal.com, N-A-W-M-A-L, and they,
yeah.
I can't get very creative. They have some backgrounds and some people, and I have to take what they give me, but I can create my own script and move the sceneries around a little bit, but there's things that I would love to see, like I'd really like to see the wiretap in a store, but they don't have any. They have a convenience store, but they don't have like a McGMO or a hardware store or a China Mart or anything like that.
Yeah. That's all right. You can bring them up. People, if you bring them up in words, people will see them in their imagination.
Yeah, but I figure if I can create something 7 to 10 minutes long, just enough to drop some truth in, but anything more than that might be a little tiresome, especially without a commercial break.
Yeah. You know, they're right about that. You're right about that election and stuff, too, about the stealing the elections and rigging them. James O'Keefe dropped a bomb today. Did you see what he released? He said that 60% of the Act Blue donations that they've investigated are coming from China. That means the Chinese Communist Party is literally funding the Democrat Party and influencing American elections.
Did you see the mayor race in Toronto?
I did not.
Oh, I posted on that today. So the new mayor of Toronto was born in China and is a devout follower of the CCP.
Oh, my God.
She won the election, and you have all these people in Toronto that are praising her for being the first Asian female to be president. Or not president, but mayor.
Wow. Is she even a Canadian citizen?
I'm assuming she is. She was born in China, though.
Yeah, well. Wow. She's a globalist.
Huh?
Yeah. That's right over our border. And if you got Chinese infiltration into the government of Canada, we are in trouble.
Oh, Justin Trudeau loves Xi Jinping. He says it's one of his favorite people of all time. Remember, he wants to name his kids after Xi Jinping, and he said no.
Wow. Does he have any kids?
Justin Trudeau, I'm assuming he must have had one at that time because he was really upset that he couldn't name his newborn Gigi or whatever it was.
I didn't even know he had a kid. I didn't know he was married or whatever. I actually thought
he was gay. Maybe it was a situation like Hunter where there was a prostitute and they're not allowed
to. That is so sad. He's got that little, he doesn't have to love the mother. But, you know, if it's your kid, don't you want to be with it, spend time with it, and, you know, invite it to the family picnic? I wouldn't let him take the kid anywhere. He wouldn't be able to take the kid around the corner unless he was supervised.
Yeah.
Not with his record.
Do you remember Bill Clinton's alleged son like 10 years ago?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the same concept and it's a recurring trend.
That's a possibility.
But you never see anybody pretending to be Obama's kid.
No. No, I don't think he flirted with women much.
Yeah, all I know is that Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady. That's all I know.
Yeah, well, she's still the dark horse. If anything happens to Biden, they're not going to put Kamala Harris in there. And, you know, to replace Kamala Harris, like you said, they got to check the boxes, so they're going to have to put a black woman in there. So I don't know how they're going to turn Newsom into a black woman.
Well, if he's already vetted, which I think he is, that's more important to the globalist. But I think it depends. I think it's Big Mike's job to have. Big Mike said that he's not interested. So they think that
yeah,
they could talk.
The job. I got blame. I wouldn't want the job either, really, if I were her. But still, she would be historic. She would be who they would absolutely choose. That's all they got. Newsom, he looks like Malibu Ken. You know, he looks completely plastic. He looks like his hair is interchangeable. So, I don't know how well they would do with him. And he's got that shady sneer look like Chuck Schumer has and Bill Maher has. You know that sneer that they have, that's a permanent sneer? Newsom's got that. And
Joanne, is that you have these liberals in Detroit, Chicago, Philly. They've never moved out of California. Or you could even say in New York, they love Newsom. People that lived in California will tell you don't vote for him. But
yeah,
they will tell those people in California, you just don't understand. You're not as liberal as us.
Yeah, well, they're paying the highest taxes in the country. Their gas prices are the highest in the country. Their streets and their cities are turning to wasteland in front of them. You know, we talked about the commercial real estate bust, and it's already bad there. I mean, you see all these big box stores, small stores, malls, law firms, tech companies, they're all moving out of there. So there's going to be a lot of empty real estate in those cities. You're not going to be able to rent out a warehouse or an office building. What's he going to do? He's just going to govern over the ashes? Because that's all that's going to be left, nothing left.
Well, yeah, but if they can California the whole United States, or they might know that Newsom is unelectable like Kamala and just get him ready to go so that they could bring him in whenever.
Yeah, well, they might make him vice president with Michelle.
Exactly. See, I think they're going to try out.
They can't put him top
of
the ticket.
The way I look at it, unless something drastic happens with Brandon, they're going to run Brandon out there unless Big Mike says he wants the job. Then everybody move aside. Big Mike legitimately is the only one that could defeat Trump.
I don't know that she can now. I think people are sick of the Obamas, and they still hold it against her about that and not being proud of her country. And she's really miserable, and she's miserable to her help. And they thought Trump had an attitude. What do you see with this chick's pulling?
Yeah, but they might not like Brandon, but they love Barry Satoru. And I think that she would be very formidable even if he really has done nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, she would be very formidable. She is a threat. And they know it. And matter of fact, that Jessica Tarloff, or whatever her name is, I was walking by the TV and I caught a glimpse of the five. And she was saying something about that, about if Biden can't run and they wouldn't want Kamala Harris. But they might find somebody else who hasn't been named yet. And I instantly thought of Michelle.
What else are they going to do, Stacey Abrams?
Yeah, she's got a better chance of getting struck by lightning in a cave. She's not going to be president. But Michelle, she's a threat. You know, you have to acknowledge the truth when it presents itself, and she's a threat.
Hey, I'm not very happy with sharing that, but I think he could beat Trump.
That's a possibility. But Trump, on the other hand,
I don't think Gruesome could beat Trump, though.
I don't think Newsom could beat Trump. Trump would slap him around verbally. But, you know, Trump would just squash, he'd steamroll him. You know, you see how his opponents are on his own side. And they're treading very carefully because Trump will steamroll them. If you take a swing at Trump, he's going to swing back, and you all know it. So you got to be careful what you say about him because he's coming at
only
you 10 times worse.
The only debating Trump that Trump respects, from what I've seen, is he's okay with you sharing your ideas, but the second you try to slap him, you're getting karate chopped in the neck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he will use overwhelming force. He's not going to hit you lightly. When he hits back, he hits harder. He can take a little criticism. He can take constructive suggestions. He'll let you talk about yourself and, you know, how good you are. But if you start comparing yourself to him or talking trash about him, he's going to send it back to you tenfold. He's going to take your lunch money and send you home crying.
I love when Trump ended Jeb Bush's career with when Jeb Bush had like a 3% approval rating and Trump just rubbed it in his face.
Oh, yeah. And he called him low energy.
Yeah.
You know, they got this audio going around now about Trump, and he's shuffling papers, and he's talking to somebody. And he must have known that he was being recorded.
Oh, that's the Millie.
He'll know who he said those words to. But he was baiting somebody. He was literally tricking somebody. That's how you find a leaker. And he was saying about how he has these secret documents, and it's about Iran. Well, he was not telling the truth because he was not charged with having any documents concerning Iran. So he just humiliated somebody. Whoever did that recording, and I'm sure he knows who secretly recorded him, he was lying to them. And he was saying, oh, yes, you know, I can declassify them, but now I can't declassify them. And, you know, like these secret plans about Iran and stuff. And he knew that person was going to go right back to the media or whoever they could to leak that information. Because nowhere in any document is he charged with possessing documents about Iran. So he just caught a leaker. So he knows exactly who leaked those. And he's smart. He doesn't tell two people the same story. So if one of the stories comes back to him, he knows which one.
Exactly.
Yep.
Hey, so the WNBA is now trying to see if they can finally let trans women into there.
I don't think they should. They're eliminating biological women. Biological women are never going to be able to compete. They're never going to get the scholarships. They're never going to get the recognition. They physically cannot compete with these trans women.
Yeah, so if men
can
make it in the NBA, then they can make it in the WNBA.
We should be like Dana White and start our own league and just call it a co-ed league. Anybody who can make the cut can play. And that would be fair. You know, you could even award handicaps like they do on pool league. If you got like three ringers, you got to have three mediocre players, or, you know, rank their skills by number. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you got 28, you can have 28 on your team. So if you got 2 fours and 3 fives And then you got another one that's a 5 by itself. You got 28 right there, you know, for your players. But, you know, I was just throwing that number out there. You know, you could have 50 or 75. Assign each number, each person a number by the level of their skills, and then just create your team staying within those number boundaries. Like you can trade, you could trade a 5 for a 5 or a 2 for a 2 with other teams and stuff, but that has to be, you know, to make up your right number. And then just play your games that way. I think about these things. If I had the money to start a co-ed league, I'd do it for all the sports. And then that way you wouldn't have to worry about who's female and who's male.
Well, if you remember, there was one female hockey player. She never got in a game, but she was on the Tampa Bay Lightning for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
She was the third string. She got called up when there was an injury, but she never got to play, so she got sent down. She played for the Las Vegas Thunder, the Lightning's AAA team at the time. Manu Mayam.
Yeah, it's, you know, that would be cool. And if she had the skills to make the team, you know, she would score a high number on her skills. She'd be a very valuable player in the co-ed league.
I think,
you know,
well,
but so would better and lesser players.
I'll send you this way you could learn about her.
Okay.
Yeah,
we should do that, Proof. We should start a co-ed sports league and then expand it, you know, do basketball, football, baseball, hockey. Yeah, do the major sports and have co-ed teams. And like I said, assign handicaps and numbers so that way it's there's a more fairness to it. That would be a hell of an enterprise. And then you can have gays and straights and trans and men and women and, you know. And then it wouldn't bother the women's leagues and it wouldn't bother the men's league. They can still have those. And do this as completely separate.
Yeah.
Watch. Next week someone will come up with the idea. Dana White will be starting.
Dana White could start his own league.
Yeah. Dana White was funny. Zuckerberg and Elon Musk, they were having this little...
I wonder if it's going to go through. That would be hilarious.
Well, Elon's mother said he's not fighting anybody, and he's still training. Actually, some UFC fighter said, I would be honored to train Elon Musk, and he said it on Twitter. And Elon Musk said, when do we start? So I think he took him up on the offer, but that... Zuckerberg's been doing jiu-jitsu. He's been practicing for a few years. He's still a lower-level belt, but he's been practicing for a few years. He's a wiry little thing. But that guy, Tyrus, he's also on Fox, that big guy. He's a world champion heavyweight. He said he's on Team Musk, and, you know, he would train him. So... got a lot of people looking for that. And then when they were having this little tiff on Twitter and Zuckerberg saying, yeah, you know, meet me anytime. And Elon Musk says location. And Dana White jumped in. How about Vegas? So he jumped right on that. So he's going to set it up for Vegas. You better go to that. Get lots of pictures.
See, I think, though, that more people are on the Elon Musk team because I just think Elon Musk is a lot more likable of a person than Zuckerberg.
Yeah. I would be Team Musk. Just
like
for
Elon
the likability
Musk, like a real person that just got insanely rich, whereas Zuckerberg,
you know,
seems like a robot.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that. Is he even human? You know, Zuck, you fighting a robot? Yeah, not Zuck. Elon, you fighting a robot?
Yeah.
So that would be cool. That's, you know, just something fun to talk about. You know, it's got nothing to do with the high price of low shoes. It's just banter. But yeah, Elon Musk is like 4 inches taller than him and about 30 pounds heavier.
Yeah, and about 15 years older.
Yeah, today's Musk's birthday. He turned 50.
Wow, I'm older than Elon Musk. That's funny.
Yeah?
I'll be 51 in September.
Oh, maybe a few months older than him. I'm looking over my things here. They got some Democrat donor who they said that Yosemite Park was blamed on climate change, that big fire at Yosemite.
Yes.
Well, they arrested a Democrat donor for starting that massive fire, the ones that the Dems blamed on climate change. And several firefighters were injured, too, in that blaze. It says here, authorities busted a Democrat donor for allegedly starting a ginormous inferno in Yosemite National Park. Democrat politicians had insisted climate change was to blame for the blaze, which destroyed more than 100 homes and injured several firefighters. So they got a picture of the guy that he donated to the Lincoln Project, too. So, hey, they got another message from that Hunter Biden, too. Dated August 3rd, 2017, Biden told a CEFC associate, Gong Wen Dong, "The Bidens are the best I know at doing exactly what the chairman wants from this partnership."
Oh, I saw that. That was
the
funny.
Chairman is Yi Jinming. He's a Chinese billionaire tied to the Chinese Communist Party intelligence gathering agency, and he's presumed dead now. He was disappeared. Funny how that happens, huh?
Yeah. I sent you an article here. There's a grocery store chain that was here for a few months called Hagen's. They're primarily in the Northwest. And they started putting woke messages. I don't know why this became a thing recently, but everywhere you go, every time you swipe something, it asks you if you want to tip them even though they've done nothing, or if you want to donate to some cause of some kind. And so this one is asking you how much you want to donate to DEI awareness, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Wow. Awareness. So
yes.
That's just a group bringing it up.
Yeah. I just can't believe, though, that we have self-checkouts where they ask you how much you want to tip.
And who does the tip go to in that?
Wish I can answer that. I don't know.
Wow. If you're doing self-checkout.
What, the people that stock the shelves, I guess?
Maybe. If any of them, you know, the business could be getting it.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know, how do they know who gets the tip?
Yeah, who's going to audit that? That's correct. But Hagen, I remember when they bought a chain out here called, Albertsons bought Vons and got rid of the Vons stores for the most part. And Hagen's bought those stores from Albertsons. And they were upset about something. I can't remember what it was. But the first day they opened up the stores out here, they filed bankruptcy.
Wow. So sometimes
prices,
companies do that.
They
buy another.
They were like a 12-pack of soda that might have been $4 at Albertsons was like $9.50, and it was just crazy when you go there for their going-out-of-business sale, and their going-out-of-business prices is still 2.5 to 3 times more than the normal grocery stores.
Mm. Yeah, see, sometimes big companies will buy a failing company just so they can go bankrupt, because that gives them an opportunity to restructure some of their other stuff, too. But, yeah, that's just weird to make a company. I don't know. I don't like this wokeness at all, and I don't like that diversity, inclusive, whatever it is. And, you know, that's where all the gender studies students ended up. You know, they got a gender studies degree, so now we have to make jobs for them.
Last thing, I guess, speaking of the wokeness, all these parades over the weekend, and I don't understand how these people are not getting arrested for being naked, rubbing their stuff within inches of the kids and telling them to touch the guy's junk.
Yeah, I would have a problem with that. I haven't seen a parade like that. I've seen gay pride parades, but not with them, you know, wagging their business in children's faces or any of that.
Oh, so you haven't seen this year's?
No, I haven't seen any of the extreme parades. But they did have gay pride floats in a couple of parades that I've seen.
Yeah.
And I did go to a gay pride parade, but it was pretty decent. You know, they had floats and they had flamboyant costumes and stuff, but there was no nudity or frontal exposure or any of that. You know, not like I've seen in some of these pictures, not like that one in New York, where they were twerking in front of children and, you know, spreading their legs wide in a thong. You know, a thong only covers so much. You know, your legs cover
and
the rest.
And there was the one that was singing, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children."
Yep. I heard that song. I wasn't really happy with that. Wow.
And that's not considered a threat?
They always tell us what they're doing.
Yeah.
Always, always, always. You know, I'm a little worried about this malaria in Florida, because that's one county away from me. I'm in Charlotte County. That's in Sarasota County. It's not that far from me. But
funny how it's only in Florida and Texas.
Yeah. How convenient.
Yeah,
and
so what, did Bill Gates create some GMO mosquitoes to get the malaria going?
Yeah, and now he's got a new vaccine that's ready for mass production for malaria.
Yeah, so that's why I said that, right.
Yep. Yeah, so I'm a little concerned about that. I'm not taking any vaccine, but we better get some of that hydrochloric one. You can make it yourself, too. You make it with cinchona.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that before.
Yeah.
Cinchona and quinine, magnesium. And that's an anti-malaria.
We're about to have the 60-second buzzer, and then the outro music's going to come on.
Already? Wow, that was a fast night. Well, thank you very much for inviting me in. Good night, Freedomizers. I love you all. Stay safe. Peace to you. And good night, Proof. I'm out.
All right. Good night, Joanne. Good night. Everyone else, I'll be back here tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It is not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can fight forest fires. Negative.